are you? I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm so excited you're coming this weekend.
Well, it's going to be fun. It's for a great cause. I mean, come on. That's the big thing.
Well, I know about Rad Aid. I know that this is going for Music Cares. And if anybody wants to look into this, it's music, M-U-S-I-C-A-R-E-S, 1C.org. And this is a really interesting fundraiser, a foundation. It's a Grammy foundation that helps raise funds for health insurance, rehab, burial costs for artists, correct?
Correctamundo.
The thing that I do know about it is musicians, if you think you've got bad insurance, try being a musician.
I know.
It's pretty damn ragged out there, and we usually have crapo insurance. It has personally saved one of my friend's life. He needed to go to rehab. He didn't have the dough. Got in touch with Music Cares people. He had the dough.
Wow.
And I owe back.
Oh, Dan, that's something to hear, though. And that's what it's all about. I mean, if we can help each other, let's help each other through things that we do care about, whether it's musicians or children or whatever. There's so many people out there that do have money that want to pick where they can spend it. And this is, I can't think of anything that's brought more joy to my own life than music and rock and roll music. So you guys, you're all giving back this weekend. Tell me about your band, Homemade Sin. I love your stuff.
Well, thank you so very much, Katie. It's me and Warner Hodges are going to be from Homemade Sin. Now, Tim Nielsen from Driving and Crying is on bass, and Brad Pemberton, who's now playing with Steve Earle, he was one of the Cardinals in Ryan Adams' band. It's going to be us, because I can't fly my bass player from Sweden or my drummer from Wisconsin. So I got two able-bodied fill in, and we're going to throw down about an hour or so of rock and roll, covering all spectrums of what we will loosely term as my career.
Let me say, Dan Baird did the best on your album, Buffalo Nickel, and I know I told you this at the time, that version of Hush will knock you over the ceiling, out into the woods, back into the road. That song is such a great song, and your version of it is amazing.
Well, thank you very much. We got Joe South to sing on it. He's doing the Hush with us. You know, we got the songwriter to throw in with us. He was just laughing when he heard, you know, he came in. It was basically done. I said, would you sing along? And he started laughing and went, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my. I must have known that at the time, but I forgot that because Joe South lived around all of us. When I worked at 96 Rock, he would pop into the studio and just come in and say hi, and as did you and all of the Georgia Satellites. Yeah.
That was a time ago. That was back when I lived down yonder.
Now you're in Nashville.
Yes.
Now tell me what about Nashville is better than Atlanta?
Oh, well, it's smaller, although it's trying not to be. It was the size thing, and we talked about Nashville cool here for a minute, and that was the thing that attracted me at first, was the fact that, you know, we were getting kind of known in Atlanta, and it was just kind of like, I felt like, you know, quit looking at me. And I know, go make a video and then tell people to quit looking at you. I know. But it's, you know, it's who we are. Your wife and I saw Roy Acuff come walking into a nearly deserted restaurant here, and the woman that was the waitress looked over at him and went, oh, hey, Roy, same old thing. And I'm going, if Roy Acuff can get treated like a regular guy here, I can get treated like a regular guy here, and have. And it's been pretty amazing. I mean, it's like, why Nicole Kidman moved here, you know?
Right, right.
You get treated like a regular guy. Somewhere in town, Bob Seger does. I don't know where. Don't need to. You know, it's one of those things that we're worried about the transplants, you know, not being able to pick up on that. Just be cool. Let them do their grocery shop and let them drop their kids off at daycare, whatever. And that's the biggest difference. It's got that kind of sewn into the city. From all the years of, you know, there goes Grandpa Jones, there goes Minnie Pearl, there goes Hank Williams, there goes,
yes.
You know, and it works here.
Well, they probably aren't too impressed with rockers either. You know?
Well, it's also a place where you can actually go down to a branch of the bank that was open back years ago when we first bought our house, and you can go get a home loan as a musician. Try that in Atlanta.
That's interesting.
They look at you in Atlanta like, you could have said drug dealer and we would have given you a loan quicker.
Well, let's do this. Let's put out the good word about Nashville so we can lose some people in Atlanta and then let them head up towards you.
No more moving here.
Atlanta's gotten...
I still dig ATL. It's just gotten so big.
It is very big.
So big.
But it certainly loves you guys, honestly. I will see from time to time the guys around town playing in different incarnations, and it's such a nice thing because you guys were such a precious part of my career, you know, you coming up and becoming huge stars while we were playing you on the radio and just kind of getting to know you guys, and I just have this
it could have been you. I don't know. We were driving around one afternoon and knew the first time that commercial radio was going to play us was you guys over at 96 back then. And we were riding around cutting the damn video and lip-synced part of it to the broadcast.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Very excited.
Where did you film?
No.
Well, it must have been me because I was on in the afternoon back then. That's what's making me laugh.
So, okay, there you go. So somewhere, I don't know whether, you know, that particular part, because we rode around and filmed for 2 days. My ass will never be the same. That truck, no suspension. My rear end looked like, you know, like about 4 or 5 pounds of hamburger meat. You know, that's being generous with me at my butt.
Oh, my God.
I got a white boy bro.
Where did you guys film that?
Oh, man. Well, the mainstay of the video, the house scene, was where I was actually living at the time, which has now been plowed under and made into Tall and Skinnies, is what we call them here, you know, knockover. It was up in Brookhaven, back when it was, there was a little mill village up there, and it was on Canucci Drive. We just rode around, we just had some guy just driving that truck, and those guys with cameras, and okay, let's go, and we just rode around for 2 days.
And Dan, you know, and that song is still being played on the radio today, like with classic rock stations, it's a current.
That's amazing, that's amazing. It really is, yeah, I screwed up, and I got real lucky, don't think I don't know it.
The thing is, you're so talented. You've been doing work with other people. You are, though, Dan. I mean, you know, all the guys in the Georgia Satellites. Morrow, and Rick, I think of you, and I'm just like, that was a magical time when you were together, and you've still gone on to create great things without each other. It makes me really happy.
Well, yeah, I wanted to get out of the box that the Satellites was and do more, get further afield. It worked out for me very well. It's been an interesting life, and I know I'm just ridiculously fortunate. You know, without that song, I don't know what kind of life I have. So, thank you, Lord. May I have another.
Tell me what else you're up to, because I know that you've produced for other people. You're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, me and Warner are thieves in a couple of things. He's going to make a solo record that I'm going to help out on in whatever way I can. We're doing the gig on Saturday. Monday we set up. Tuesday and Wednesday we cut the basics, and then, you know, he'll probably come over here and do some vocals and, you know, in my basement. And then we'll mix it back over to our buddy Joe Blanton, who's got a place. He used to be in a band called the Royal Court of China. And the three of us work together in the blue fields when that happens. I've got a new little incestuous scene up here. So
good for you. You sound happy and great.
I am happy. And life is good. I'm over 60 and not in the ground. I'm very happy.
and you don't look it. You still look like you're 19, 20. Just to me, you're always...
I am keeping Clairol in business by myself.
Well, that's some head of hair, baby.
I'm thankful for it. At least Morrow's got the cojones to let his grow out gray. I tried it and looked at about 2 inches of it and just went, let it go, and sat there and looked at it and went, man, that looks like crap. Diet.
Good for you. And you do it yourself, that's even better. I love it. Are you calling yourselves Homemade Sin this weekend with Tim Nielsen of Driving and Crime?
Not really. Tim and Brad on board. I'm trying to keep it Dan Baird, because the other guys have worked really hard in the band identity. It'll be basically, I'm going to make Warner sing one just because I like doing that to him. we'll be playing songs, you know, it's like I'm going to play Keep Your Hands, I'm going to play Mon Cherie, you know, I'll be playing I Love You, period. Try and, you know, touch all portions. You're going to have to put up with some new stuff, too. I don't ever want to turn into a strictly oldies act, although I'm not of any part of my career whatsoever.
It's Rat 8. It's this Saturday night, 7:30, $25. It's at Smith's Old Bar, of course, one of our favorite places. And for Music Cares, this is a big deal. I mean, really, for you to come to town.
This is the thing. Hey, if you don't want to come see me, go buy the ticket office, buy a ticket, and don't come.
There you go.
That's fine, too. I just, you know, I want to make sure that my brothers that are out there that didn't get lucky, that didn't plan financially well, can have some help when and if they need it. And that's what this is all about. It's about musicians that are out there and they're trying and they get themselves in a situation and it's kind of like, without this, it's going to take big philanthropy from one person or they die.
Gosh.
You know? So this is a big deal.